Hola, mi gente. The moment you've been waiting for is finally here. My brand new book, Financially Lit, is officially out. And I can't wait for you to get your copy. Inside this book, I'm bringing you culturally relevant and relatable personal finance advice that will allow you to finally feel seen, heard, and understood. Whether it's the guilt you feel from being the first person to make it while members of your family are still struggling, or the way that financial trauma manifests itself in negative and limiting beliefs around money, Financially Lit is here to guide you through it all. Just a few years ago, it was almost impossible to find personal finance books written for first-generation wealth-building Latinas. We have been forced to navigate the complicated world of money with a bunch of money books written by old white dudes who don't understand what it's like for us first-gen kids. But that stops right here, right now. Inside Financially Lit, you will learn how to set boundaries with your familia, with your dinero, create and pass on generational wealth, diversify and increase your income, protect yourself from financial abuse, navigate the complicated relationship between amor and dinero, invest like a white dude or better, and so much more. You can get your hard copy and audiobook version of Financially Lit at financiallylitbook.com, and make sure to join our email list so you can find out when I'm stopping in a city near you for the Financially Lit book tour. See you soon.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So the pivot came when I said, okay, I'm not going to give up on the clothing store, but there's got to be a better way. And I literally Googled how to open a clothing store with no money. And the stars and the moon aligned and I saw the word drop shipping and my jaw fell on the ground. I was like, wait a minute. So I don't even need any money? That's awesome, because I don't have any money. And I got busy researching that. I read every book I could consume. I watched every video I could consume on drop shipping, and I launched that business. So I've had a few over the years, but right now I am in the baby product space.
You're listening to Yo Quiero Dinero, a personal finance podcast for the modern Latina. I'm your host, Janice Torres, award-winning Latina personal finance expert. I didn't always have my financial shit together, but when I started looking for POC-friendly personal finance podcasts, I couldn't find any. And so Yo Quiero Dinero was born. On this show, I'll show you how to make dinero, how to keep your dinero, and most importantly, how to make it grow. Each week, I'm connecting you with the most brilliant minds in the world of money and business, so you can learn about investing, entrepreneurship, and building wealth. The best part? I'm dishing up all this knowledge with a sassy side of sazón. So if you're ready to be poderosa with your dinero, you've come to the right place. Let's dive in. Hola, mi gente. You're listening to Yo Quiero Dinero. I'm your host, Janice, and you are listening to episode 115, How to Start a Dropshipping Business with Asia Abston. Asia Abston is the host of the Get Rich or Get Drunk Trying podcast, a top 100 download for millennial business owners and CEO of the Lux Life Academy, which is home to continuing education classes aimed at today's digital entrepreneurs. After 7 years in the dropshipping business, Asia is now teaching her proven strategies to grow a brand the lean way with over 1,600 students through her dropshipping courses. You can check out her program, Ultimate Dropshipping, by heading over to the link in the show notes. If you are craving passive income, the ability to earn money 24/7, and you've explored or thought about or even just heard of dropshipping, you definitely don't want to miss this episode. Asia shares lots of gems during our conversation about how to actually decide what type of dropshipping store you should open, what platforms you should use, what the top selling products, and lots of tips for marketing your e-commerce store. So if you're ready to start your dropshipping business, stay tuned. Before we hop into today's conversation, I want to remind you to follow us on social. If you're loving this podcast and you want more community, you want to find out more about our events and all the stuff that we have going on behind the scenes, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and everywhere else you love to hang out on the internet. If you're loving this podcast, please take a moment to leave us a review if you listen to us on Apple. It's the easiest way to share our podcast with people that you know and love, and it helps us get discovered by amazing listeners like you. So take a moment, leave us a review, share us with your friends and family, subscribe so that you never miss an episode, and make sure to check out our blog, YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com, where you can sign up for our email list and you'll never miss an episode. Plus, you get exclusive invitations to our live events, special discounts for our digital courses, and as always, our best personal finance tips and advice to help you be poderosa with your dinero. Thanks for listening. Now, let's get into the episode. Asia, welcome to the podcast. I am so freaking excited to talk to you. I just love everything you do, and it's an honor to have you here.
Thank you, honey bunny. That is quite the intro. It is an honor to be on Yo Quiero. I'm never on this side of podcasting, so I am over the moon. I'm more excited than you, trust me. I'm just happy I don't have to do all the work. I can just be funny.
Yes, you just do what you do, and you do it well. So let's first start off with you introducing yourself.
Okay, my pleasure. Hi, guys. My name is Asia Abston of Get Rich or Get Drunk Trying, the podcast. I am a podcaster, educator, and the chief enjoyment officer. And I just like to teach women specifically how to make more money and do it easier. That's it. That's my specialty.
I'm here for it. And I know that's exactly why we clicked. I love your platform. First off, the name is so freaking catchy. I mean, like literally Get Rich or Get Drunk Trying. That's a whole ass vibe right there. But you're really giving people permission to just want so much more than the basic shit that we are sold as our only option in life, which is just, you know, get a job. If you're lucky, save for retirement. Wait till you're 65 to start enjoying your life and just sign up for the paycheck to paycheck cycle, which I think is such a
unacceptable,
but very well known hallmark of our communities. So I love that you're challenging the status quo and really just giving people the tools that they can use to create financial freedom for themselves.
Well, thank you. It's my specialty because I was sold that same scam as a kid, because that's really what I think it is. I was sold that scam and that lie. My mother was a police officer my entire life. And the reason why a single Black woman that's 117 pounds had to become a cop on the south side of Chicago was because she had little kids who needed health insurance. She needed a job where the paycheck was going to be steady and she would never run out of work. So her philosophy was the same for me, was that you need a stable, secure job so that you can get a pension and all this blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah, no, that's not. Love you. Not going to work. And I know you make good money for what you do, but for me, that's peanuts. And I think that I deserve more. I can have more. And I'm going to use the internet to figure out how to do it.
All right. I love it. Okay. So let's dive into your career. So you weren't always teaching dropshipping and how to make money online. What were you doing before this whole thing came into your life?
I was bartending. I've bartended for almost a decade in the projects, honey, in five-star restaurants, in nightclubs, all over the place. If there was a bar and people were there to spend $30 on a drink, my butt was the one giving it to them. And I loved it. It was a really great career. But who wants to be standing on your feet for 10 hours a day?
Absolutely. Yeah, that seems like quite the grind. And not anything associated with like location independence, making a ton of money, financial freedom, none of that stuff.
Exact opposite of location independence, because I worked behind an 8-foot bar. You literally can't leave the bar. If you are not standing there, you don't eat. That's what people don't get. I think that's where that hustle comes from, is when you work off tips your entire life, when your base pay is $5 an hour and you giving good customer service and literally making someone something in order for them to give you your rent money every single day is your basis. Your hustle is crazy after that.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to know, what was that light bulb moment for you that made you realize I can't be doing this for the rest of my life?
Ooh, child. So many of them. It was like Christmas lights. It was light after light after light after light. One of the really early ones was when I had tickets to an NBA Finals game, front row at that. And my manager told me I couldn't have the day off. And I was incensed, like the fury that I just scored front row tickets and you're going to tell me I can't go. And I, you know, the scenario ran through my head. I should quit. I should blah, blah, blah. I should boycott. But ultimately, the way these bills are set up, I took my behind to work. And when I got to work that day, my boss wasn't even there. He didn't even show up. So he would not have even known if wow. I wouldn't have come that day. So that was one light bulb. And then the second one was COVID. Really, like my industry died in COVID. It's still struggling significantly, especially in the state of Florida where it's all hospitality based. So I go from having this big, secure, like airtight job, as well as emails every week for other people offering me a job, to actual crickets. And, you know, it just showed me how quickly my entire lifestyle can be taken away from me. So I had to pivot.
That, you know, life has a way of teaching lessons that we need to learn, even a las malas, as they say in Spanish, like even, you know, through the struggle. So what was your plan, right? Because you literally got the rug pulled out from under you. And like you said, these bills don't really care where this money is coming from and how you're going to figure it out. You just got to figure it out. So what was that for you?
I would say, okay, so I always had a dropshipping business, but it was just a side hustle because my bartending job was so good. I loved it. I made a ton of money. My dropshipping store was just my backup plan. That was just side hustle. A few hundred dollars here, a few thousand dollars there. When COVID showed up, it was like, okay, I can't go into a bar. There's not a bar in the country that I can go make money from. This is already making money. Let me just scale this and see what happens. That was literally it. It was just jump off the cliff and build the parachute on the way down. And that's what made me pivot and turn up my dropshipping store. And thank God I did.
I would almost argue that you were shoved off the cliff involuntarily.
Yes, a volcano happened and then it happened. And that's what made me finally do it. Why I didn't do this, you know, earlier, the universe, I'll never know.
Yeah. Well, you know, there is something to be said as far as like we are creatures of habit as humans and we just get comfortable, right? And sometimes we got to be shoved out of the comfort zone in order to see what the potential is out there for us to create what we didn't even imagine could exist.
I agree 100%. And I'm so grateful now that I'm on the other side.
Yes. Okay. So you mentioned you had a drop shipping store for a while. So how did that start for you? And what do you actually sell?
Yeah. So in my dropshipping store, or how did it start? Let's start there. So yeah. The kickoff was I wanted to do the cliche thing that they tell you to do, which is turn your passion into your paycheck. So the only thing that I'm passionate about is clothes and fashion. So I had this bright idea to open an online clothing boutique, right? With no money, number one. And no experience. So that was an epic disaster of a failure. No clue what I was doing. This was about 7 or 8 years ago now. The internet wasn't what it is now. There wasn't a YouTube channel for every single thing or a person like you teaching us, you know, on a platform like Instagram. So it was just a ton of failure. And I bought all this inventory, lost all my money, had no clue how to sell anything. And was still bartending and miserable, not that I was bartending, but miserable that I had tried this thing and failed at it so badly. And now I'm out of money. So the pivot came when I said, okay, I'm not going to give up on the clothing store, but there's got to be a better way. And I literally Googled how to open a clothing store with no money. And the stars and the moon aligned and I saw the word drop shipping. And my jaw fell on the ground. I was like, wait a minute. So I don't even need any money? That's awesome because I don't have any money. And I got busy researching that. I read every book I could consume. I watched every video I could consume on dropshipping. And I launched that business. So I've had a few over the years. But right now I am in the baby product space.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you have kids?
No.
So wait. You selling baby products and you ain't got no kids. Okay, I'm
Bingo,
here for it.
Merry Christmas. I haven't even held a baby in my life. Like, I don't even like children like that. And I sell like baby products, like strollers, car seats, all that good stuff. So, no, I know nothing. Wow. I don't even know anything about kids.
Amazing. Okay, y'all. So that's like gem number one. I hope you're paying attention.
Write that down, folks.
Yes, please. Let's talk about how you scaled your side hustle to now being able to have something that supports you and then some.
Yes, absolutely. The number one word, please write this down, ingrain it in your spirit, outsourcing. That's it. Mm-hmm. Outsourcing. So previously, I thought I had to do everything myself. You know, they raise us to be strong, independent women. And we think that that means that you're supposed to work a 17-hour day. You need to figure out how to do everything. And, you know, you don't want anybody to have kind of you over a barrel in your business. So you got to do everything. So here I am, like Boo-Boo the Fool, trying to learn how to code, trying to learn how to build a website, trying to learn marketing, trying to learn Facebook ads, trying to learn everything and failing at it. This is why my business is only doing a few hundred dollars here or a few thousand dollars here. And then I had the aha moment that I wonder if I could get some help with this. And I started delegating tasks out and outsourcing things to people on the internet who are smarter than me. And when I did that, now I have more free time to work on the thing that I'm actually a master at, which is marketing. So once I outsourced and I got on Fiverr, I got on Upwork and I got busy. I got an Instagram DMs. I got busy outsourcing to every single person I possibly could all the things that I suck at. And my store just 10x'd so quickly.
Y'all, that is the hack of hacks. Like, this is what I'm telling people. Like, you don't have to do this shit yourself. You shouldn't want to do all this shit yourself because the last thing that I feel like as a business owner, you don't want to create a job that's going to have you on a treadmill all day because you could do that shit in somebody else's company.
Bingo. Okay? Like, what's the point of starting your own business and you out here working like a Hebrew slave? No, ma'am. Not for me. It's not. It was very ghetto. Hated it. Would not recommend. Life is better.
0 out of 10.
0 out of 10. Yes.
Okay, let's take a step back. For folks who are just hearing this concept of dropshipping, can you break down in, you know, like a couple sentences? What the hell is it?
Done. Easy. Well, number one, guys, you all have bought from dropshipping stores. Just so you know, everybody listening to this, I don't care where you live on this planet, you have purchased from dropshipping stores multiple times. You just didn't know it. So dropshipping is a form of e-commerce where the seller, which is me, never ever holds or warehouses or packs or ships any of their own inventory. Instead, a person places an order with me. I put that order in with my manufacturer, and the manufacturer ships the product to the customer. So think of it like a triangle: supplier, me, customer. In that triangle, I am just the middle person. I am the liaison. I am the in-between. I don't keep the merchandise. I don't package it. I don't ship it. The customer gets what they want. The supplier gets what they want. And I take the money in the middle. It's really that simple.
Yeah. You're the hookup.
Yeah.
You are the hookup.
I'm the plug. That's it. And guys, Amazon is the biggest company in the world. Amazon is a dropshipping store. That's what they
do. They don't own any of their own shit. They're just connecting you with people who are selling something and delivering it to your house in 2 days.
Boom. So when people tell me, is dropshipping a real thing? Is dropshipping a scam? I'm like, you have Amazon Prime? I order 10 items on Amazon. I've got 8 packages. Why? Because they're coming from 8 different people in 8 different places.
I love it. Okay. We're learning so much here.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the ideal products or the categories for dropshipping store. You mentioned that you started with clothing. Yeah. I've read that clothing is not a good place to start because the profit margins are so low.
It's the worst.
And I did the same thing. I made the same mistake. I thought I was going to be selling like little cute bathing suits and shit. Nobody bought anything.
What a scam.
Because I think there's so much competition, right? Is that one of the problems?
I wouldn't even say competition. The reason I don't allow my students to dropship clothing is because after years and years of trial and error, guys, I have determined that the wait times in dropshipping are too long to where you can compete selling something that anybody can run in Zara and go get. If they can go to their local mall or their local boutique or Fashion Nova and get expedited shipping to buy something and get it in 2 days or 2 hours, no one is going to buy your product and wait a month. It doesn't work like that. So you have to sell products that are not necessities. They are bonuses. They are things that when somebody looks at your product, they should say, I didn't even know that existed, but now that I do know, I gotta have it. You're not selling, you know, paper towels when I can go to Publix and get paper towels. That's useless. Sell me something that I cannot run into Walmart or Target to go grab.
As a business coach, one of the things that I tell my students is that they need to outsource because Lord knows we can't do it all, y'all. And I am no exception. Whenever I'm looking for talent to help me figure out how to edit a podcast or make a change to my website, you know, there is value in like trying to do things yourself, but at some point you just gotta say, I gotta call in the professionals. And so when I'm looking for quality and qualified talent for my business, I use Fiverr. Fiverr is an online marketplace that is changing how the world works together. Their platform connects businesses like mine with on-demand freelance talent offering digital services in more than 400 categories, including graphic design, digital marketing, programming, video, animation, and more. I have had logos designed on Fiverr. My podcast is edited on Fiverr. I mean, the list goes on and on. Whatever you need, Fiverr has the solution. Find any service in under 5 minutes. Fiverr connects you with professionals that get the job done quickly, to your specifications, and at the right price. In fact, prices start at just $5. If you want to find out more about Fiverr and how they can help you make your business even more efficient, visit YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/Fiverr, that's F-I-V-E-R-R, and start doing more today. Visit YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/Fiverr to find out more.
I love it. Okay, so let's talk about some of those categories that are profitable in the dropshipping space.
Yes, please, let's. Okay, so I'm just going to give you a few favorites. My number one favorite thing right now is so random, air fryers. Okay, run with me. In COVID, so many people stopped going to restaurants. Everybody wants to cook at home. So any of those, not gadgets like a toaster, because you can get a toaster anywhere, but anything a little more specialized in the kitchen gadget space is booming right now. And the smart play is build your social media around like recipes and then sell them the product that they need to create the recipes. Write that down, y'all. Okay. My second favorite thing is home gym equipment. It's so big, again, because of COVID. So many people, their gym shut down. So we're talking yoga mats, weights, those like resistance bands, booming right now. And a great place to start to look is Google Trends. On Google Trends, you can put in the item that you're thinking about and you can see like a 48-month chart, month to month, of how many people are Googling this product and how many people are purchasing this product. So find something that is on an upswing and dive in. It just can't be clothing and it can't be something that you can go get from any, you know, from CVS Pharmacy.
Okay. That is major, major key. And I think when I think of this stuff that I see on like Instagram ads and Facebook ads, it's always like some unique thing that you're just like, I don't know how I lived without this, but now I need to buy it, right?
I guarantee you those people are, number one, dropshippers. Number two, uh-huh, making a ton of money, because that's exactly how you're supposed to feel. I never even knew this was a thing, but now I have to have it.
Yeah.
Impulse buys. As a dropshipper, you need to be selling something that scratches that itch where someone just wants to spend some money. You're in the right place at the right time in front of your target audience. Boom.
Yes. Okay. So you mentioned emotions, right? Like emotions are a big part of why we buy things.
Yes.
And I don't think that enough people realize like how much emotions play into the marketing and selling of a product, and especially like you effectively communicating how someone is supposed to feel when they buy your product. That for me is like foundational when we're talking about creating marketing content that is going to resonate with people and make them want to buy what you're selling. So you as an Instagram marketing expert, what are people doing wrong and what can we start doing right?
Got it. Love this question. This is so good. Buyer psychology is everything. And what I like to tell people is honestly, and I hate to say it, the product is 98% irrelevant. It's all marketing. The best marketer wins. iPhone may not be the best phone on the planet. We'll never know because they've got the best marketing. They're going to market you to death and you're going to look up one day and everything you own will be Apple. It's not about the best product. So what I would say that people are doing wrong is they're busy trying to sell features. You're trying to sell the features of this product. You're trying to tell me it's waterproof and you're trying to tell me that, you know, it has 98 gigs of storage and all this crap that nobody cares about. What you should be doing is selling me the feeling that I'm going to have after I buy XYZ product. Am I going to look like a five-star bad bitch after I buy it? Is my waist going to be immediately snatched? Is my makeup going to go on silky smooth and last all night? Is this air fryer going to cook me meals to help me drop these extra 5 pounds? What is the end result? Sell me the transformation. That's what people buy. No one's buying your product. They don't even care about the product on a subconscious level. They are buying the results that they're going to experience after your XYZ product. And this could be a $2 tube of lip gloss, or this could be a $2,000 TV. No matter what it is, they just want to be told how they're going to feel, how their life is going to be different after they give you this money.
That, I mean, if you take nothing away from this conversation other than that, and you are starting a side hustle, you have a business, you are trying to generate income selling something, that's it. We just gave you the whole fucking game.
Yeah.
Right there.
Literally. Sell the transformation. Write that down. Sell the transformation. That's genuinely it. I make a ton of money on Instagram, guys. I'm telling you the real deal. This is how I do it.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about your social media because you have built an amazing following and it's been quite a fast journey for you. You know, when I compare to even myself as an Instagrammer or whatever, what are some of the things that you attribute to how quickly you've grown on the platform? And what are some gems you can share with us about what that could look like for others?
For sure. My page was very embarrassing for a very long time. It's extremely, and I've never deleted a post. So if anybody's bored and they want to scroll back to the beginning to see the receipts, I had 1,300 followers for 2 years, not 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. I couldn't buy a follower. I could not physically pay someone to engage with my content. It was so bad. But again, in COVID, I saw all these people doing well, all of these entrepreneurs, all these other podcasters crushing it. And I just got fed up. So I did a lot of deep diving, a lot of research, and I changed up everything. And the number one thing that helped me was the word strategy. Because I was just winging it. I thought this was cool. I'm going to post it. I had no marketing plan, no strategy whatsoever. So I developed a strategy based on edutainment. So I am teaching while entertaining. That's it. I'm giving you gems, but I'm delivering it in a way that makes you want to share it with other people. So I really thought about my target audience. I got clear on who they are. And I began to talk to them to the point where they feel like I'm reading their mind. Like if somebody meets me in person, they think I'm already their best friend because we're that close. I know my target audience. Like I know how many spots my dog has. You know, I'm super clear on it. And then being consistent. That's even more important because even if you're sucking at something, a broken clock is right twice a day. You guys have to get consistent. I tell my students to post 3 to 5 times a day. Guess what? I post 3 to 5 times a day on Instagram.
Yes, so, she does, y'all. I can attest to this.
Thank you. The content is out. Let's not even talk about stories, going live, reels. Those are all major. And then lastly, use every single touch point of Instagram. Use hashtags, use reels, use carousels, use stories, use engagement stickers, use every single thing. Instagram will reward you for that behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's powerful information. One of the things that my students struggle with is this idea that like we have to be everywhere when we're marketing ourselves. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm only on Instagram, period.
And that's all you need.
And I make $50,000 a month from it.
Hello.
So for me, personally, I mean, I get that for sure. I get that in theory. But in my experience, my target audience loves Instagram. So that's where I am, period. My target audience is not on Facebook. They're not on Twitter. I mean, they're on those platforms, but not primarily. They're not heavy on LinkedIn. So why am I racking my brain? I don't even have a LinkedIn account. What would be the point of me, you know, going upside down to figure that out when my customer lives on Instagram. Now, what I will say about that is, yes, I built my business on Instagram, but I make it a priority every single day to get those people on my email list all day long, every single day, because I have lost an Instagram page before. I had absolutely no ownership over those customers, and my entire business went in the toilet because of that. I have made that mistake already. So yes, it's okay to build your business on, you know, one primary platform, but be owning those people in email 100%.
Yeah, that's very important. I've seen way too many people, especially people of color, on these platforms get censored. It's not cute.
Yeah, it's not fun. Shadow banned, been there, done that, wrote a book about it. Like, they'll let a white girl post nudes all day long. If you post something, you know, not even controversial, just if one person flags your account for spam, you could lose your entire account. Been there and done that. So own those people. Put that lead magnet together. Get those emails. You need it. You need it. You need it.
Absolutely agree with you. All right. Let's talk about this idea where I feel like a lot of people get frustrated with focusing on the one platform like we were talking about because they feel like, well, it's not growing fast enough. And I'm like, it's not the platform. It's your content.
Ooh, mic drop.
But we don't want to talk about that, right? We don't want to admit that maybe we're just not doing the shit that we got to do.
The algorithm. They're always in the algorithm. I'm like, the algorithm loves me. So that can't be true. There's no way that that's true.
Yeah, absolutely not. So can you give some examples of like maybe content pillars that you use to create content so that folks know, like, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so everyone needs to develop 3 to 5 content pillars. That's the number one thing. You should have 3 to 5 things that you talk about on your page consistently, cohesively, and everything else is trash. I don't care about the dog. I don't want to hear that your Invisalign is going good. I don't want to see your workout plan. I don't care about none of that. 3 to 5 topics, and those 3 to 5 topics need to be under one umbrella. So my umbrella is digital entrepreneurship, for example. So I'm talking about drop shipping, making money on Instagram, podcasting, passive income, period. So those little puzzle pieces are different, but they're all under the platform of you can run your entire life with your phone and Wi-Fi so that my followers are not confused. They are very clear. They know when they log onto my page, they know what they are going to get. So you need to have clarity because confused leads do not become customers. If somebody is not sure what you sell or what you offer or what you stand for, they are going to run away from you. So I would say clarity over your offer as well as clarity on your content pillars. And in your stories, you can get spicy. In Instagram stories, you can share with me some behind the scenes. The dog can be in the background. Like, that's fine. You can get, like, go live and tell me that. But as far as your main feed, I want to see everything under one umbrella cohesively. And that doesn't even mean like aesthetics. Everything doesn't need to be gorgeous. I use a free Canva account to make 98% of my posts, but the consistency, the clarity, and the content pillars are airtight, and you're never, ever, ever going to get anything else from me that doesn't fall under that umbrella.
Yeah, that's major because it also attracts the exact people who you then want to sell your products to. Like, if they know exactly why they are here, because they know what you're talking about, that's it. That's why you're struggling, because you're fucking talking to everybody about everything. And nobody. I love that.
It's a flea market. Every time. Like, yes. I make money from my Instagram bio alone.
Hello.
People click the link on my bio and buy stuff. Like, before they even follow me, they're just interested in the bio. Then the link is prepped and ready to go, and they've already added to cart. There's so much money on Instagram, guys. You just need to get really focused.
It's really true. And I think the pandemic has shown us that the limitations around business and your ideal clients, like, they're everywhere. We got 8 billion people on this planet. So as long as somebody has a cell phone.
On Facebook.
Hello. Instagram. There you
Don't
go.
Tell me you can't find your customer. It's not possible.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Fast forward to the end of 2024. Think about your goals. What can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding? If you want to learn a new language, you should absolutely get Babbel. You don't need to pay hundreds of dollars to private tutors or waste hours on apps that really don't help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Just like the information that we share here on Yo Quiero Dinero, Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so that you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Babbel's convenient courses have helped me learn real-life French conversational skills. I was so intimidated by the French language the first time that I visited Paris, but with Babbel's help, I learned how to order food, ask for directions, all without having to consult a random language app while I'm on vacation. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 50% off a one-time payment for a lifetime Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/dinero. Get 50% off at babbel.com/dinero, spelled babbel.com/dinero. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes. Okay, so I'm always talking about multiple income streams. So I feel like regardless of what business you're focusing on, whether you're a coach or you're a consultant or whatever, I feel like dropshipping can definitely be one of those income sources that you use to supplement what you're doing. So can you talk about like how different types of business owners can incorporate dropshipping into their business model?
Dropshipping can work for every entrepreneur, period. I don't care if you have a car wash, a dentist office, a hair salon, or anything in between, service-based, product-based, whatever it is. And this is the way you think about it. Think about your main job as a tree trunk. What would organically branch from that tree? What branches can we develop from the thing that you're already doing? Let's say you're a hairstylist. When people go home, how do they maintain their hairstyle? Are you recommending some type of products to them or some type of sleep scarf or pillowcases or flat irons or blow dryers? Why aren't you selling that? You already have an existing clientele base who you already are recommending products to. What can you branch off from that makes sense? Personal trainers. Okay, people need gym equipment or they need, like I said, air fryers. They're already, I'm telling you, it's money in it.
I'm obsessed with my air fryer, so I believe you.
Voila, I'm telling you. So imagine if you were following a personal trainer on Instagram or somebody that was doing meal plans, making meals with air fryers, and then suddenly they pop up and say, look what I got. Like, forget all the rest. This is the best. You're already halfway sold. You guys already have and own a warm audience. Have conversations with your customers. Survey them. Ask them, what products could you use to supplement the thing that I'm already teaching you? And that's how you open your dropshipping store. And it's the path of least resistance because these people already know, like, and trust you, and they are ready to buy.
Yeah, that's very powerful messaging. Thank you for sharing that. I also want to talk a little bit about the platforms. There's a ton of different ways to start a dropshipping store.
Shopify.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm like, I feel like there's Shopify. Just no point.
There's Shopify.
Yep.
Next question.
Why is that?
No, I'm teasing, but no, the answer is Shopify, period. And the reason is because, and so many people, they're like, well, I'm on WooCommerce or I'm on WordPress or I'm on GoDaddy and I don't even allow them in my class at this point. Why are we wasting time? My time is very expensive. It's like you're trying to explain something to me on an Android. Why? Why? Respectfully, why? Like, love you. Best wishes. It's a no for me. And the reason is Shopify is the smartest platform. It is built for e-commerce, period. If you are some other service-based entrepreneur and you're crushing it on WordPress and you've got one or two products, keep WordPress. If you are a person who wants to make money in e-commerce, however, and you are not on Shopify, you are shooting yourself in the foot. You are already putting yourself 37 steps behind the eight ball. You don't have what you need to set yourself up for success. You can't win. You don't have the tools. You're not even in the gym. Like, you're not even there. You haven't even registered for the race, let alone be able to win it. So it's Shopify, Shopify, Shopify. They should be paying me money to promote this, but they're not. But it's Shopify. Really, nobody else is even, it's really irrelevant.
Yeah. And, you know, there's no need to reinvent the wheel. I think that's the whole point of this. It's just like, use the platform that is specialized for the purpose.
That's it. Plain and simple. And if billion-dollar companies, and there are several of them, are running on Shopify, why are you on GoDaddy? That's crazy. It just is not adding up for me.
Absolutely. That's the same way that I tell like bloggers, like if you're not doing WordPress, like I don't want to talk to you. We're not going to start a blog on Squarespace. Like we're not doing that.
You're not serious about the craft and I don't have time to teach you. Boom.
Nope.
I agree 300%.
Yes. All right. So one of the things that I think is awesome about what you teach is that you don't need to do Facebook ads and none of that shit to actually make your business profitable, which I think a lot of educators out there will say like, oh, you know, let's automate your business right away. But I almost feel like you have to become a good marketer organically before you even start to outsource this shit. Because guess what? You still got to write copy for ads. You still got to like know how to create content for ads that people will resonate with. So how do you do it so well? Because, I mean, you make that shit look so easy. And I think that's what flusters so many people who don't have this natural marketing ability.
Thank you. Thank you. I would say first about paid ads. Number one, paid ads only underscore, underline, write up, circle the word only, work when you have your organic marketing tight. Plain and simple. Use paid ads to amplify what is already working organically. It's like when I teach my Instagram classes and people are like, I'm just so thirsty for 10,000 followers so I can have the swipe up. And I was like, why? For what? If you can't get someone to say, or you can't write in your caption, click the link in my bio, and someone actually follow through with that action, the swipe up feature will do nothing for you. Okay? It does not work like that. You need to be able to move people organically. And then when you discover what's working, then you put money behind that and do a paid ad. So organic marketing first. I'm telling you, I have personally, before I knew what I was doing, given Facebook thousands of dollars. And Facebook gave me their ass to kiss because, and that's not their fault, it's my fault because I didn't know what I was doing. And then the part about being good at marketing comes down to absolutely one thing and nothing else. Everything else is irrelevant. The one thing you need to do is you need to know your target audience like you know the woman that gave birth to you. That's how serious it is. You need to know your target audience like you know your baby daddy. You know everything about him. You know his favorite color, what he likes to drink, what type of underwear he wears, his score on Call of Duty. You know it. Like, you need to know them like you know yourself. So once you understand and you are crystal clear on your customer avatar and your target audience, then genuinely everything is easy. Everything falls into alignment because you can create a customer avatar with a name and a face and a profile and say, does my customer avatar like X? If the answer is yes, run it. If the answer is no, throw it in the trash and never look at it again. That's all marketing is knowing your target audience.
It is, and it takes practice. I don't think anybody, you know, comes out of the womb being a freaking great marketer. I think for you, you had a lot of ability to communicate with people because you were a bartender. So you were already able to make those connections and you just translated it into a way that you could then use it to benefit your own business.
Absolutely. And everybody should be doing that. Your job is paying you to do something every day. They're proving that you are a skilled worker at X, Y, and Z. Make a list of every single thing you do in your job. Group those things into categories and see what you can use to implement into your own small business. Like, I thought coming from bartending, making $5 an hour, none of that would be able to be implemented into a business until I realized I am a customer service professional. I am a marketing pro. I know how to upsell with my eyes closed. And now I can do all those things in my own business and make myself 100x more money than I was before.
I love it. Okay, so let's live vicariously through you. I want you to tell us how your life has changed as a result of you taking this leap of faith and really investing your energy and time into building your own business versus trying to go back and, you know, go back to the way things were after COVID.
Yes, life is grand. I will say life is real good these days. I would say the biggest change is I don't have to work graveyard shifts anymore. Plain and simple. I used to go into work at 11 p.m., get off at 7 a.m., and then fight rush hour traffic, rush hour, because people are going to work and going to school to come home and try to sleep in the daytime. I don't miss that at all. Another thing that has changed, I was just in Punta Cana this week, and I woke up to thousands of dollars in new income, new sales from multiple businesses. Like, I don't have to physically stand in a spot to make money. My business is running on autopilot, which I love. Like, I'm buying my dream car this year. I'll be buying my dream house next year. I'm graduating so I can be Coast Fire like you. Like, there's no way in hell making the money I used to make would I ever in life be able to catch up. You know, it just wasn't possible. And now, in these 8 months of this year, or 9 months of this year, I've made more money sitting on my couch than I made in the past 3 years working my ass off behind a bar till 8 o'clock in the morning. So life is grand. And my only regret is I didn't do this 15 years ago. Like, why did I waste all that time and sleep on my own potential when I could have been doing this?
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling that so many of us have these limiting beliefs around what we can accomplish because we don't see the representation in these spaces, right? So I think the work that you do to normalize this idea that yes, women, Black women, Latinas, people of color, we can be business owners, we can make $50,000 a month, we can live a luxurious ass lives that don't involve selling our soul and, you know, showing up to a job that's going to exploit you and abuse you and underpay you. We have options now.
Yep. Big options. And the internet is the great equalizer. If you have Wi-Fi, and if you have a cell phone and there's a library near where you live, you have every single thing you need to live your best life. And I will say, even for me, when I first got serious, my goal was just to pay my bills. That was it. I just wanted to make rent, make my car note on time, be able to go in Publix and get the groceries I needed. That was it. And once I hit that, which is not that much money, I felt like a success. It wasn't when I hit $50,000 a month. It was when I paid my own rent from my own money that I earned from my own business. And I did not have to clock in to a job that I hated every day to make it. So don't wait till you are as successful as me or Janice to feel like you've made it. The day you pay your own bills with your own money from your own business, you are a success.
Facts. I love it. Oh my gosh. Okay. So a couple more questions before we wrap this up.
First off, the world for you, babe.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. So I'm very much of this idea that like we have to channel the right energy to bring in to our lives what we want, whether that is financial success, love, whatever. And so I'm really big on manifestation and mantras and all those things. And I'm curious if you have some sort of mantra or mindset, you know, thing that you live by in order to continue to attract abundance into your life.
Oh, absolutely. I love manifestation. It changed everything for me. I think I discovered it in 2018. And that was the beginning, even when I was still bartending, that was the beginning of the best of my life. When I realized that every single thing that you experience is up to you, good, bad, different, in between is up to you and based on your own thoughts and feelings. That was everything for me. So I am heavy on manifestation. I would say one line that really impacted me was from my good girl, Kennedy. And she said, I am a $100 million brand. I have to act like it. Like, ooh, okay. It was a word. It was like, I am already a $100 million brand. So everything I do should be in alignment with that. And I would just say the technique actually, though, that like really did it for me was visualization. that floats my boat more than anything else. Like, I was driving a Ford Fusion and I would be in my car thinking of how I would feel when I bought my Maserati. I would think of how my car would smell and how many, like, how much money it would cost me to put gas in it, or how good I would feel when I would drive up to valet in my Maserati. Meanwhile, I was driving a Ford Fusion. And within 7 months, I bought my Maserati.
Hello.
Oh, and I only say that to say that that would have, there's no way that would have happened without me visualizing it, without me getting full of the feeling, the thoughts, the smells, the colors, the taste. You should visualize as if it has already happened. I want you to say, you know, do your gratitude journal or your prayers to God or the universe or whoever, and thank whoever your person is for giving you the thing already. Act like you already make six figures a month, or you're already healthy, or you already have the life you want, or the man you want, or whatever the thing is. You should be talking in current and past tense only, not someday or, you know, when I'm old. No. Act like you have it now. That did everything for me.
Yeah, that is super powerful, because you really do start to act accordingly. You know, you start to make those moves. You start to give yourself permission to want more. And I think that's the first step of just us questioning this narrative that we've been told of, just like, you know, we get the scraps, we get the bottom of the barrel. And it's like, no, you get whatever the hell you want, but you got to start acting accordingly.
Bingo. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you can negotiate.
I love it. All right. So what is your best advice for somebody who's ready to start their entrepreneurial journey, but is feeling that imposter syndrome, feeling overwhelmed? What's your best advice?
Ooh, that's such a good one, because I am going to direct you to somebody better than me. And that is my spiritual guru. His name is Reverend Ike. You can find him on YouTube. He is dead and gone, so there's nothing for you to buy. Like, these are just recordings of his teaching, and he is the person that hit the light bulb moment for me. He's far better at it than I am. And don't fear the word reverend. He is a pastor, but it has nothing to do with Christianity or any type of religion. He just taught me how to open my mind, how to see more for myself, how to understand that I deserve all the abundance of the universe and then some. So that would be my number one recommendation. Get into Reverend Ike. He is a dream come true. He put me on absolute game. And just to also think of yourself and everything that had to happen in this universe for you to be living and breathing. How many human beings had to be made for you to show up? What types of things have to come into alignment for your mother and your father to create you? How many things on this planet have you survived? How many car accidents? COVID-19 just took out 1 million people and you're still standing. That alone should make you feel like you are capable of absolutely anything. Every day on the news, there's an earthquake in Haiti, there's a school shooting, there's all these horrible things happening on the planet. But you've got two arms and two legs. You're good. You're golden. You're more than golden. The universe wants you here, and it is your job and your duty to do something with that.
Well, I don't know how I top that. So I think I'm going to leave the conversation right there, Asia. But before we sign off, because like I said, I could be here with you all day and you have so much to share, so many gems being dropped. Where's the best place for us to find you? What's the name of your podcast? How can we work with you? How can we just get all of the energy that...
All the things.
All the things. Yes.
I love that. So best place to find me is absolutelyabston.com. That's absolutely with an L-Y and abston, A-B-S-T-O-N.com. That is my website where you can find the podcast. You can find my courses. You can find absolutely everything. Or I'm at Get Rich or Get Drunk Trying on Instagram. I've got a freebie for the people. You let me know if that's cool.
Yes, girl. We're going to link that in the show notes.
Perfect. I've got a free training on dropshipping for you guys, because there's just no excuses. Like, between myself and Janice, like, if you just listen to her episodes and follow her on Instagram, you're golden, honest to God. Like, you don't have to pay this woman anything. Just study her Instagram, because she teaches me every day. I didn't know what the hell Coast Fire was. And now I'm out here reading books about how I am contributing every dollar I can. And I found that just from watching her Instagram and reading the captions and then implementing. So there's so much free game out here, so many resources. There's no excuses, guys.
There's really not. Like you said, the internet is the great equalizer, and that also comes when it comes to education. Like, you don't need to be going to Harvard Business School to get a business degree no more, y'all. Just come and hang out with us on Instagram, and we'll teach you everything you need to know.
Bingo! It doesn't make sense to go into five figures of debt to make six. That's crazy.
Facts. Or six figures of debt to make five, because that's what I see happening, too.
That's why I dropped out of school, because y'all not going to get me. That sounds nutty. That's insane. That's a scam.
Yes. There are so many options now for us, y'all. And I definitely recommend following Asia, follow everything that she's doing, and go learn about drop shipping, because you could be adding that to your income streams and building your ladder to financial freedom. So thank you so much for being here, and thank you for the work that you do.
Absolute pleasure. Like, hello. You made me wait too long. I've for months. Like, it's my absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you are ready to take your dinero to the next level, sign up for our free 14-page guide, The Financially Lit Latina, the ultimate blueprint for becoming poderosa with your dinero. This 14-page guide includes our best tips on money mindset, budgeting, debt repayment, career, investing, financial independence, side hustles, and more. And you can get it completely free. So to get your copy of The Financially Lit Latina, just head over to YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/start. That's YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/start and start transforming your dinero story today. Until next time, stay empowered, stay inspired, and stay poderosa. On the Yo Quiero Dinero podcast and associated entities, all information provided is for general information purposes only and does not constitute accounting, legal, tax, or other professional advice. Listeners should not act upon the content or information found here without first seeking appropriate advice from an accountant, financial planner, lawyer, or other professional. We assume no responsibility for information contained on this podcast and associated entities and disclaim all liability with respect to such information, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or misleading or defamatory statements. Usage of this podcast and associated contents constitutes an explicit understanding and acceptance of the terms of this disclaimer.